the game.
The Triple Towers, they, Lynch and Wright really did a number on them, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the thing was that we thought we could get advantage there, but we were really worried about the midfield, to be honest. Captain Rose is 70 of your best midfielders out. We just needed enough ball. Like last week, running out 39 entries. We need to take advantage, but I thought our midfield really stood up. You know, there's some great efforts tonight, or today. I thought that's close to our best win for the year. I really was, you know, it was a great win.
So two Consexton were the two standouts there?
Yeah, Lonergan did well. Jack Martin did well when he went in, and we shared around. Tira went in for a couple, and Garland as well. So I think they just shared the load, but they just, you know, they rose to the occasion. So I think Schoenfeld was a great debut, really, first up. So really, for the lack of run that we had, to be able to do what we did, I thought was fantastic.
It's a great sign for the future that the three bigs did such a great job together. Like, and they're all young fellas too. Like, they got their best footy in
the
room. That's great. That's something you can really hang
your hat
on, isn't it?
It is. Although Tom was really off boil, I think he was cold probably the first two and a half to three quarters, but Sam had stood up. Pete's got a lot to learn, so he's going to be up and down. Did a couple of really nice things and a couple of things he's just got to get right, but having the three of them, they can share the load. So that was a plus, and Sam and Peter can go on the ruck and Sam can go back, so it gives us some flexibility.
Can you just expand on the midfield role a bit? Rocket, guys like Sexton probably doesn't spend much time in the centre square.
Never been in there.
His intent.
Well, he had 14 inside 50s. He had 7 tackles. He had the job on Hill. It's a bit like Hall and Lonergan grabbing the chance last year. We're forced into it. So we just had to put Secco in there. He's normally a winger, probably in high half forward. But going the centre bounce, I thought he was close to best on ground. Tuke, we know. He's becoming a genuine midfielder. He's had a short apprenticeship, really, but with all our injuries, been able to grab his chance a few times now, and we see him really as a midfielder of the future. And I thought it was Jesse's best game for the year. He's still got a bit of improvement, but I thought his hardness of the footy was great.
How about the performance of Stephen May down back? He's acting captain today. He's had a pretty tough year with his suspension earlier on, so a really good bounce back.
Yeah, it was great. His ability at times to tackle and win one-on-ones was really crucial. I thought, again, like Tom, I thought he was a little bit off the pace in the first quarter. I thought there's a couple of mistakes that he made, but I thought after that, I thought his leadership was terrific. I thought he really actually led from the front, and I thought he generalled the troops really well, and as I said, won some really vital one-on-ones.
Can you tell us about Matt Rosa, Rodney? When did you know you'd be with
him? 9 o'clock this morning, 9:30. He trained Thursday. He was a little bit tight Friday morning, had a bit of a jog around. Felt it was coming from his back, as in nerve, so there's no damage. Then woke up this morning and had a run and just wasn't confident with it. So we just made the call. We didn't want to get another injury. And Seb Tate came in, and as a defender, we pushed Jack into the midfield. So, which both worked. I thought Seb did a good job, and Jack gave us something around the ball.
Were you concerned you'd run out of legs?
Yes, very much so. Well, they're a reasonable running side, even though they've got some injuries. They pushed Geelong to 2 goals last week on a big ground. They do like to run and carry and use some speed. There was some good speed. And they've got 3 quality midfielders, even though Mundy didn't play there until the end, but Hill, Mundy and Neil. I was worried about whether we could share the load in the centre of ground. I think at times we were able to take the time off the clock, save our legs, it was hot. I was certainly worried about that, but I thought we ran the game out well.
Just on Lockie Neil, he's obviously getting a lot of the ball. Did you ever think about switching things up around him, or were you...
Yeah, we did. He's still got the ball. We put Jesse onto him after half time for a while, then Tuke. So they were sharing the responsibility, but he's a quality player and wins the ball.
On Schoenfeld, what impressed you about him today?
Oh, just keeping it basic and simple. I thought he's running, which is his strength, but he ran good patterns. He played his role, played a perfect wing role, which is one of the more difficult roles to play. It's stoppages and structures, and get that right as well as your running patterns. Sometimes guys get lost a bit and run in the wrong spots and opens up holes for the opposition. So I thought he I thought he worked hard, and I thought he gave us something coming out of defence.
So you're going to get plenty of chances towards the back end of the year?
Well, I think we haven't got anyone else, one, but I think on his form, he'll deserve that. He'll deserve it. Well, he deserved his chance, and he's grabbed it.
Do you get many coming back, Rockford, or are you sort of happy to keep rolling with these guys because they did the job?
Oh, well, Rosa should be right next week. Trent was close to playing today, but we thought with the heat, he'll need a... The second's in play. We had a good training session, so he'll come to calculations. Sean Lemons maybe needs another game in the twos. Adam Sard will be back in the twos next week. No midfielders other than Matt Rosa. So, but again, we'll just share the load.
Thank you. Thank you, Rocket.